Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, July 7th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. A new multi-year deal will see Peacock get movies from Universal, DreamWorks, Illumination, and Focus Films no later than 4 months after their theatrical premiere, streaming the films exclusively for the first 4 months as well as the last 4 months of the traditional 18-month pay-one window, with the films heading to other services for the 10 months in between. The deal starts in 2022 and will also see Universal produce exclusive releases for Peacock. Bloomberg sources say President Biden will direct the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to draft rules to stop manufacturers from limiting a consumer's ability to repair products in an upcoming executive order. The FTC will ultimately be able to determine the size and scope of these rules, but the president's directive is expected to name mobile phones, farm equipment, and Department of Defense contractors as possibilities for regulation. The U.S. Department of Defense has dropped its plans for the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, cloud contract after Amazon complained of interference from the president in the decision to award it to Microsoft. A statement said that because of delays, the JEDI cloud contract no longer meets the requirements to fill the DoD's capability gaps, with a new Joint Warfighter cloud capability contract announced that will be sourced from multiple vendors. Bloomberg sources say the China Securities Regulatory Commission is leading efforts to require Chinese-owned firms to get government approval before going public in Hong Kong or the U.S. Currently, many Chinese companies use a variable interest entity model, which transfers profits to an offshore entity with shares that foreign investors can then own. Mozilla published research on YouTube using crowdsourced data from its Regrets Reporter browser extension, which lets users self-report on videos they regret watching. Mozilla found between July 2020 and May 2021, 71% of regret reports were videos recommended by YouTube, with recommended videos 40% more likely to be reported than when surfaced in search. Intel announced that 28-year veteran Shlomit Wise returned to the company to head its consumer chip development and design. Wise led the teams that developed the Sandy Bridge and Skylake processors, and for the last 4 years served as Mellanox's and then NVIDIA's Senior VP of Silicon Engineering for the Networking Chip Design Group. TikTok began testing a feature called Shoutouts, where viewers can pay to request custom videos from creators. The feature is only testing in select markets, and the app currently prevents users in some regions from even requesting a shoutout. Amazon open-sourced its Lumberyard game engine, which will now be known as the Open3D Engine. The Linux Foundation will oversee it as part of the new Open3D Foundation, with 20 founding members, including Amazon Web Services, Adobe, Huawei, Niantic, and Red Hat. TechCrunch reports that Indian startups raised $10.46 billion in the first half of 2021, up 161% on the year, and close to the total $11.6 billion raised by Indian startups in all of 2020. India also produced a record 16 private startups valued at over $1 billion in 2021, up from 11 in 2020 and 6 in 2019. Apple added new language support for Apple Pencil in iPadOS 14, now supporting copying handwritten text in French, German, Italian, Portuguese, and Spanish, with support for several national dialects. Copying handwriting features had previously only been available for English and Chinese languages. Microsoft issued an emergency patch to fix a critical vulnerability dubbed Print Nightmare in the Windows Print Spooler service that could allow for remote code execution with system-level access. The patch is available for Windows Server, Windows 10, Windows 8, and Windows 7. In South Korea, Microsoft requires Xbox Live users to be 19 or older to comply with a law that bans minors from playing games after midnight. Minecraft had previously allowed users to sign in with Mojang accounts that didn't have this age restriction. However, Microsoft recently informed users in South Korea that they would need to be migrated over to Xbox Live accounts with that existing age restriction. The company said it's working on a longer-term solution for players under 19, with more details to come later this year. And finally, the Belgian artist Dries De Pieter released a project called The Flemish Scrollers that uses facial recognition AI on streams of Flemish government meetings to display how much time a representative spent looking at their phone. Once a distracted person is identified, a Twitter and Instagram account sends the representative a message asking them to please stay focused. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.